Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
لهم فيها ما يشاءون خالدين كان على ربك وعدا مسؤولا
For them therein is whatever they wish, while abiding eternally. It is ever upon your Lord a promise worthy to be requested.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous program, we started talking about the 15th verse of the chapter. قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ Say, is that better or the eternal garden, الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ which has been promised to the pious ones, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَزَاءً وَمَصِيرًا That shall be a reward and a resort for them. The 16th verse, however, says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ For them, there will be therein whatever they desire. خَالِدِينَ They will dwell therein forever. كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ وَعْدًا مَسْئُولًا It is for your Lord a promise that must be fulfilled. Let us have a quick look at this 16th verse, and then we'll go over some points regarding these two verses together. So at first, it is said, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ For them, there will be whatever they desire. So you may remember in the previous program, we discussed the Almighty Allah being wise and His demands are also wise. So the demands of the people of the paradise are also logical and wise. And the Almighty Allah, at first it says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ For them there will be whatever they desire, because their desire is merely based on the consent of the Almighty Allah. So, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ خَالِدِينَ They will dwell in the paradise forever, just like the people of hellfire, which will dwell in that fire, in that blazing fire forever, so are the people of paradise, dwelling therein forever. And then, كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ وَعْدًا مَسْئُولًا It is for your Lord a promise that must be fulfilled. This is the promised paradise that these believers will abide forever, خالدين. And this promise will definitely be fulfilled. Promises, promises. This paradise and the rewards therein were promised to the people in the world, and here their promise is fulfilled. Dear listeners, let us have a look at these two verses together. In the 15th verse, it is said, قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ. Say, is that better or the eternal garden? Then, in the 16th verse, it is said, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ خَالِدِينَ. They are dwellers forever. So, one time, it is said that paradise is perpetual as a quality. So, the word خُلْد has been mentioned. And one time, it is said that the people of paradise are perpetual. خالدين.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
It might be for stating this fact that both paradise and its inhabitants are everlasting. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, only Muslim will enter the paradise. Another point regarding these verses we discussed is that the sentence لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ, for them there will be whatever they desire, is exactly the opposite point of what is said about the people of hell in chapter 7, which says وَحِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ, and a gulf is set between them and that which they desire. This is another consequence of wrongdoing in hereafter. The last point to be mentioned in this program, dear listeners, is about the word masir. In the 15th verse, it was mentioned, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَزَاءً وَمَصِيرًا. That shall be a reward and a resort for them. This Quranic word masir, which means the place of return, as you saw, is occurred after the word jaza, or reward. This might be due to the fact that mentioning this word masir after the word jaza might be an emphasis to this fact that what is found in the concept of jaza and reward and all of them, they are the opposite point of people of hell that have been mentioned in the previous verses. It was said about them, they are cast coupled in fetters into a narrow place of that fire. But now, the people of paradise, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَزَاءً وَمَصِيرًا. That shall be a reward and a resort for them. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.